Welcome everybody to my show, Medical Ethics. And today I have a special guest, Victoria Garris.
Hi everyone.
So today we will talk about stem cells, and Victoria here knows a little about that.
Hi, yes. I work in India with biomedical research, and one of the many things we use with that research is stem cells and how they work with the process mitosis.
That's great. So stem cells are unspecialized cells that can give rise to one or more types of specialized cells. They can develop into many different cell types in the body during early life and growth.
Yes, so stem cells are found in the early embryo, but they are also found in many places in the adult body.
There are two different types of stem cells, multipotent stem cells and embryonic stem cells. Multipotent stem cells are small clusters of cells that are found in the brain, heart, and skeletal muscle. Embryonic stem cells are more versatile than adult stem cells since they are capable of producing every cell type in the body.
Cells in some tissues, like blood and skin, have a limited lifespan and must be constantly replaced. Pools of adult stems produce the new cells needed for these tissues.
So, Victoria, now we're going to go over how scientists like you use stem research and why.
Cool. So, stem cell research may lead to new ways to reverse the damage caused by a severe heart attack.
Experiments with animals suggest that the damage caused by a severe heart attack might be reversed using stem cell therapy. One approach is to inject embryonic stem cells or adult stem cells from a patient's own bone marrow into the heart's damaged area.
For researchers to develop a new field of medicine in which cells are used to repair damaged cells and tissues, they must have stem cells.
Interesting. So I know that there are a few questions that still confuse some researchers, so you may or may not know the answer. But I know that some scientists have begun to figure out the genetic mechanisms that enable stem cells to produce so many types of undifferentiated cells. Is that true?
Yes. Actually, we have studied genes that are expressed when stem cells differentiate. Researchers like me have developed laboratory recipes that can remake cells into certain other types of cells. Using different transcription factors, these researchers were able to reprogram fibroblasts to become stem cells capable of producing nerve or heart muscle cells.
It took 2 decades to learn to grow human embryonic stem cells in the lab. New cells that developed in the embryo are produced by mitosis. Differentiation, which you probably heard us talk about before, is a process by which cells develop into specific types by taking on shapes and expressing the specific enzymes required for the different roles within the body.
Exactly. So the life cycle of the cell is called the cell cycle, which involves two phases, interphase and mitosis, which, Kayla, we talked about before.
Mitosis is the process in which a cell divides into, but there are four separate stages in mitosis: interphase, prophase, metaphase, anaphase, telophase, and cytokinesis. Stem cells are also categorized by their potential to differentiate into other types of cells.
Embryonic stem cells are the most potent since they can become every type of cell in the body.
Some different categories are totipotent, pluripotent, multipotent, and ogliopotent and unipotent. Oh, looks like we've run out of time. And that's it on Medical Ethics starring Victoria Garris.
Bye.